talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the second hour of Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We go right to the front lines of history in the making. We go right to Tennessee. Always had a favorable impression of Tennessee, largely from the poetry of Robert Service. Look up Google Robert Service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E. He's kind of a different kind of poet. He writes these poems. Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and grows. It's a great poem. Look that up, Robert Service. Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and grows. He wrote one about Alaska. A bunch of the boys was whooping it up in the Malamute Saloon, and the kid that handled the music box was hitting a ragtime tune. It's not normal poetry. It's not the kind of poetry that put you to sleep when you were in school, okay? Robert Service, very, very good stuff. But something happened in Tennessee that I don't like. Just happened in Tennessee that I don't like. There was a woman named Michelle Fiscus. That's a great name, Fiscus, F-I-S-C-U-S. Michelle Fiscus. She was a senior health official down there. And she put out some public service ads and announcements that said you should get vaccinated for COVID-19. I'm vaccinated for COVID-19. You know, Donald Trump is vaccinated for COVID-19. He snuck in, did it in secret so he can still be an anti-vaxxer. But he himself snuck in. He's not crazy, not that crazy. Ron Johnson has not been vaccinated because he had COVID. And he thinks he doesn't need it now. Fauci and the CDC experts say, even if you've had COVID, get vaccinated because those antibodies from just having had it aren't enough. Ron Johnson, our senator, supposedly goes around the state with anti-vaxxers. But anyway, get back to Tennessee. So Michelle Fiscus puts out these promos. And then when they lower the age, remember they lowered the age to 16 and then they lowered it to 12. She put that out. She said, well, now teens can be vaccinated. And there were rumblings on the right down there from the anti-vaxxers. And then a question came up. Suppose you're 17. Now, 40% of the states, believe it or not, have laws that say you need parental consent to get any vaccination at all, including measles, anything. So what if you're 17? Or 16, there's a pandemic going on. And you say, I want to be vaccinated. You know, my parents won't sign off. They, you know, it's not a big deal to them one way or the other. Just won't do it. Okay. So she puts out a public service promo that says that teens can be vaccinated and that in some cases, teens can be vaccinated even without parental consent. And that's true. I mean, you can go to a court and a court will order if the teen wants it. You know, if somebody's 7 years old or 10 years old, they may not know what they want. But when they're 16 or 17, they certainly do know what they want. And we're not talking here about anything exotic. We're talking about a COVID-19 vaccine to prevent you from catching it and being on a ventilator and dying. So she put that out too. Immediately, she's fired. They fired her. They said, you said teens can be vaccinated, in some cases without parental consent. She said, well, that's true. Teens can be vaccinated down to the age of 12. And yes, there's a parental consent law in 40 states, not in the other 10. And in those 40 states, there are overrides. A judge, if you have the money for a lawyer or can interest legal aid or you can interest the ACLU or somebody in suing for you, a judge will say, fine, you want it? That's great. He may appoint a guardian ad litem. That'll cost money too. And the guardian ad litem can say, okay, you can. I mean, come on. Teens can be vaccinated. She gets fired. Do you realize that since April of 2020, that's a little over a year, 181 health officials, state and local level, have either resigned, retired, or been fired by right-wing anti-vaxxers or squeezed out, and they say the heck with this. They get death threats. They'd get death threats for saying you should wear a mask before vaccine, indoors. They'd get death threats. And if they had some retirement options, they had in their 20 years or whatever it is, and they calculate, okay, with my pension and Social Security, my few IRAs, I can make it. They get out of there. They don't need death threats. They don't need death threats. And now in Tennessee, outreach for children vaccines for all diseases have stopped. And the health people down in Tennessee are no longer pushing or advocating for any immunizations for anything, not just COVID-19. That's sick. That is sick. It's sick. Because what's going to happen is when people are in a loving home with parents who are paying attention to this thing, they're going to get vaccinated. You know they're going to get vaccinated. The schools are going to offer it. But there are anti-vaxxers out there who don't want any vaccine. There was a guy on one of the conservative talk shows who was saying that pandemics and various diseases are the will of God. And so the idea is to cull the herd of weak people. Okay, now wait a minute. I don't want to be culled. I'm not a weak person. We're smart people. You can avoid being culled. Come on. These guys are great about culling the herd until they're the ones that are culled. When they're culled, they don't like it. They lie there with a respirator. There was a guy, they showed it on one of the shows. This is back right in the middle of the pandemic, way before vaccines. It was, you know, something like a year ago. And it was in North or South Dakota, one of the Dakotas. A guy is an anti-masker, you know, anti-distancer, very, you know, pro-Trump and all this kind of stuff. He gets COVID and he dies. He's dying. You know, he's on a ventilator and he's gasping. And they go in, they get permission to interview him. I frankly don't know why you'd give permission to be interviewed as you're dying. I mean, that's a heavy thing. I mean, you have other things on your mind. Guy goes, they go in, stick a microphone in front of the guy, and they say, well, what is your position? Some of these TV people are cold as hell. What is your position on unmasking now? And the guy, I swear, the guy goes, this isn't COVID. COVID doesn't exist. This is something else. And he croaks. Now, look, I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't like to see anybody croak. However, and I also think it's pretty cold. I would not go and interview a guy who is about to die. I just wouldn't do it. But if a guy is lying there dying and the doctor said you're dying from the COVID virus and you can't breathe, you're gasping and you gasp out, this is a fake, it's something else. There's something wrong with that. You know, there's something wrong with the mindset that goes along with that. But that is now the mindset in Tennessee. They are not pushing any vaccines for anything because they don't want to get fired, because a lot of people aren't close to retirement age. A lot of people aren't close to retirement age. They're not vested. They're not going to get a pension. And they can't draw on Social Security to 62, and you're nuts if you do at 62. Wait at least till 65, and if you can afford it, wait till 70, because you get an 8% increase for every year you wait. Every year you wait. If you get to 70, you get a much bigger check. Okay, that's on the side there. But the fact of the matter is that these people, they get her fired, Michelle Fiskus, for simply telling the truth. A, right now, teens can be vaccinated. And B, I've been asked whether 17 and 16-year-olds can be vaccinated. And the answer is, under some circumstances, yes, and she's fired. And now everybody else down there is afraid to do anything in Tennessee. Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and grows. It's a great, listen, if you go down there, I've been to Memphis, been to Chattanooga, Chattanooga Choo Choo. There's a restaurant in a rail car down there. Very interesting state, fun state. But bat feathers crazy when it comes to the Republican establishment. The gerrymandered Republican establishment who are anti-vaxxers to the maxers. Anti-vaxxers to the max. Anti-vaxxers for anything. What, they don't like what? Smallpox vaccine? They don't like sort of immunizations against polio? You know, measles? Mumps? I mean, some of this you can become infertile. This is very sick. Very, very sick. You should not have public health policy be politicized. And here's politicized in a really weird way. You know, if Trump had taken credit for fast-tracking the vaccine in such a short period of time and urged people to be vaccinated and kept his mouth shut about Putin and had gone around saying, I'm going to cure COVID, he probably would have been reelected. He didn't do it. He even denied initially vaccines, and then he snuck in and got himself some. He got himself some. So did Melania. All right, I'm getting worked up over this. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.